Blog Talk Radio.
It's so important that we surrender. There are things on the heart of the Father that we can't even know until we posture ourselves to surrender to what He wants. We've been deceived by the enemy in the area of prayer, because specifically, I know this will go around the world, but specifically in America, the most financially prosperous nation on the earth, the enemy has deceived many parts of the church by convincing us to continue to pray for our own needs when we have everything we could possibly ever imagine. If we were to heed the words of Jesus, He said, take no thought of what you will eat, or what you will drink, or what you will wear. For your Father knows that you have need of these things before you ask. It goes on later to say, consider the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor spin. Yet Solomon, the richest man that ever lived, in all of his glory was never arrayed like one of these. God knows what we have need of. I want to invite us to a new posture and understanding in prayer. Don't spend your faith on yourself. That's lower level prayer. How can we ever apprehend the heart of the Father nations if we keep worrying about if He'll pay our bills next month? The nations are desperately in need of a church who will arise in power and intercede on their behalf, that the Lord of glory would intervene in the affairs of the earth. I just wonder if in this moment there are some people who say, okay, I get it. Maybe some of you for the first time, posture yourself in a position in prayer to apprehend God in a way that says, Lord, this prayer, this cry is not about me. It's not about my needs. It's not about my desires. It's about what you want. It's about interceding for the nations. Is there anyone in this room tonight who has enough faith to know that every one of your needs is taken care of? It's time for us to intercede on behalf of the nations. It's time for us to intercede on behalf of the nations.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Prayer Is My Passion. I'm your host, Pastor Lisa, and I greet you in the mighty and matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we give you praise and glory for this day, O God. Hallelujah. This time, O God, this time of prayer. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, O God, that I decrease, that you may increase within me and through me. In the name of Jesus, O God. Hallelujah. God, I pray that you would anoint the airwaves. Glory to God, as we take the airways for your kingdom and for Christ in Jesus' name, we rebuke all technical difficulties in the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God, and we thank you and we praise you, O God, because you hear us when we pray and that you answer. Thank you for being a covenant-keeping God. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praises. We pray that you would have your way, O God, even as we exhort in the word of God, as we worship you, O God, and we bless you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I want to give you our broadcasting schedule for the month of July. Amen. We have our complete broadcast schedule. It is as follows. Today is, is July 1st, 2019, and our prayers are prayers for peace. Glory to God. I want you to come and join me next Monday. Our prayer focus will be for breakthrough. Glory to God. The following Monday, the 15th, our prayer focus will be prayers for forgiveness. Hallelujah. The following Monday, July 22nd, our prayer focus is for finances. Hallelujah. And on the last Monday of the month, the 29th, our prayer focus is for revival. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I know that there is so much that is going on in the earth realm. Hallelujah. And so much more is going on in the spirit realm. Glory to God. And we as intercessors must be on our watch, watching and praying. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Today, our prayer focus is for prayers of peace. And prayers for peace. Glory to God. I'm just going to share a word of exhortation in relation to peace. Hallelujah. Before we move into our prayer portion of the broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. The word peace, amen, in the Hebrew is defined as shalom. Hallelujah. In the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 24, the Bible states, Jehovah Shalom, amen, meaning and interpreted the Lord our peace. Hallelujah. How many of you know that we need peace in the earth? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, the Life Application Study Bible defines the word peace as the following: state of calm, freedom from strife or discord, harmony in personal relationships. Oh, yes. Glory to God. How many of you need peace today? Peace in your heart, peace in your spirit, peace in your household, peace of mind. Glory to God. We need the peace of God on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, you know in the definition that we just gave you, it said freedom from strife. Uh-huh. Sometimes we have strife in our life. Amen. And strife cancels out peace. Glory to God. But we want the peace of God in our lives. Hallelujah. And the word strife is defined as bitter, sometimes violent conflict, fight, struggle, or discord. Yes, to have strife, which is the opposite of peace, it is to have bitter, sometimes violent conflict, to fight, to struggle, or to have discord. Hallelujah. God is not the author of confusion or of discord. He is the author of peace. Amen. He is the Prince of Peace. Glory to God. The word peace defined as the Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary as a state of tranquility or quiet. Hallelujah. I love peace. Glory to God. It says freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. Mm-hmm. Harmony in personal relations, to become or keep silent or quiet. My God, I'm going to repeat that. Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary defines the word peace as a state of tranquility or quiet. Hallelujah. I love peace. Glory to God. I can be by myself all day, every day. Me and Jesus. Glory to God. A state of tranquility. Hallelujah. A quietness. Freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts. Glory to God. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Or emotions. Harmony in personal relations, to become or keep silent or quiet. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Now, peace is also a fruit of the Spirit. We will see that scriptural reference in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22. Hallelujah. And in the Greek, the word peace, I'm going to spell it. It is E-I-R-E-N-E. And it is interpreted as the state of quietness, rest. Uh-huh. Security in the midst of turmoil, strife, and temptations. My God, I'm going to repeat that. Yes. Uh-huh. The Greek word for peace is E-I-R-E-N-E, and it's the state of quietness. Yes, glory to God. Rest. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Security in the midst of turmoil, strife, and temptations. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. How many of you have strife in your life? How many of you have? We all have temptations. Glory to God. But we should and we must have a quietness in our spirit. Hallelujah. And resting in the Lord. Glory to God. And most of all, it says security in the midst of turmoil. My God in heaven. Security or peace, even in the midst of strife. Hallelujah. We can have and obtain what is known as peace. Glory to God. I'm going to be sharing several scriptural references. Many of them are very familiar scripture of passage. Glory to God. The first scripture I'm going to share is found in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 7. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Hallelujah. And this scripture is in relation to the peace of God. Glory to God. I declare the peace of God over you on today. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Uh-huh. The peace of God, the shalom of God, the quietness, hallelujah, the tranquility, glory to his name, hallelujah. It will what? Surpass all understanding. That is what we want in our lives. Hallelujah. You may have strife, you may have troubles. Glory to God. But God can give you peace. Hallelujah. I declare in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The peace of Christ. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 from the NIV version. The Bible says, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Glory to God. Uh-huh. Let the peace of God. We must allow God to release and impart peace unto us. Glory to his name. Uh-huh. And to rule in our hearts. Glory to his name. Ruling. The peace of God to rule within us. Hallelujah. He gives us peace. Yes. Hallelujah. Our next scripture reference, glory to God, is the gospel according to St. John, chapter 16, verse 33, a very familiar text. Hallelujah. This is Christ speaking. It's written in red. If you have a Bible with red letter edition, this word says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Yes, we can have peace through our Lord. Hallelujah. In the world, you will have tribulation, but what? Be of good cheer. Hallelujah. I have overcome the world, my God in heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need the peace of God. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of tribulations, glory to God. Hallelujah. We will have trials. We will have tribulations in this world, but the Lord, he can give you peace today. Do you want to receive peace? Allow the Lord to give you peace today. Hallelujah. Our next scripture is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. I'm reading this from the New American Standard Bible, and it says, now may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace. Glory to God. In every circumstance. That is my prayer today. Hallelujah. Some of us, we have some situations in our lives that are beyond our control. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to seek the peace of God. Hallelujah. Allow God to release peace into your life, to release peace into your atmosphere, to release peace, glory to God, into your spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Our next scriptural reference, also Jesus speaking in the gospel according to St. John chapter 14, verse 27. Glory to God. From the NIV, I'm going to read this text in two translations. The first one I'm reading from the NIV, that's St. John 14, 27. The Bible says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Mm-hmm. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and don't be afraid. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord, he gives peace unto us. The world will not give you peace. Hallelujah. It won't be continuous peace if you do have experienced some type of peace. Glory to God. But Jesus, our Lord and Savior, can give you peace. I'm going to read it now from the New Living Translation. I like how it reads. It says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. Good God. So don't be troubled or afraid. Hallelujah. You don't have to fear on today. You may be experiencing a situation or situations in your life that you don't know how it's going to turn out. I want to encourage you today to know that you can have peace even in uncertainty in your life. Glory to God. Now, the next scripture is also familiar in relation to peace. Amen. Perfect peace. Glory to God. God can give you perfect peace. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading this also in two translations. Glory to God. The first one I want to read from the New King James Version, and it reads, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I love how this reads in the NIV. It says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, glory to God, because they trust in you. Hallelujah. You can receive perfect peace today, the peace of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. At this time, I'm going to pause with a musical selection, and we will come back and pray. Amen, for peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pull Back the Veil by Shayna Wilson.
Hallelujah. Somebody tell the Lord he's worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we're searching for your plan, God, and we long for your warm embrace. Searching for your plan. Here we are, longing for your warm embrace. Just pull back the veil. Here we are, chasing after you, oh God. Here we are, we're searching for your plan, Lord. Here we are, Lord, longing for your warm embrace. Just pull back the veil. Let us in to the holy. Let us in to the holy of holies. Somebody tell them, without you we are only. A song with no melody. God, we're still unwritten, God. Let us in.
Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are the Prince of Peace. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, over this word, Father, I pray that it falls on good ground. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that we will receive your peace, oh God, your perfect peace. Hallelujah, your peace that passes all understanding. Lord God, your peace, oh God, even in the midst of every storm of our life, Father God, your peace, oh God. Hallelujah, we receive it, oh God, on this day. In the name of Jesus, God, we receive your peace, hallelujah, in our hearts, in our spirits, oh God, hallelujah, in our environments, oh God, in our homes, Father, in our relationships, oh God, your peace, Father, oh God, hallelujah, we rebuke strife on today, in the name of Jesus, God, we rebuke quarreling, oh God, we rebuke struggles, oh God, and fighting and conflict, in the name of Jesus, and God, we declare peace, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God, we thank you, oh, God, for peace today, oh, God, the peace of God that passes all understanding, God, our God, peace, oh, God, even in the midst of chaos, we declare it today in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. We bless you, Father, and we give you praise today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we receive peace, Father, peace in our minds, oh, God, peace in our spirit, oh God. God, we rebuke, oh God, the work of the flesh, God. We rebuke the enemy right now, God. Every, oh God, hallelujah, spirit of distraction, God. Every spirit, oh God, of oppression, every spirit of depression, oh God. Every spirit, oh God, hallelujah, of hostility, God. Hallelujah, we rebuke it now in Jesus' name. We command them to loose their hold, hallelujah, in conduit of the cross of time, and to leave us, oh God. Hallelujah, and to go into uninhabited places in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. We thank you, God, that you are our peace that has broken down every wall. You are our peace. Thank you, God, for peace today, God. Peace in our minds, peace in our hearts, peace in our spirit, God. Thank you, God, for releasing unto us peace, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. Oh, by Shantai. Thank you, Lord Jesus, God, that we will press in to receive our peace. Our God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Our God, we pray, hallelujah, and we bless you. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We honor the Spirit of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. I pray the peace of God will rest upon you. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Please do come back with us on next week. Amen. For our prayers for breakthrough. Oh, yes, Jesus is Lord of the breakthrough. And we receive it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. We're going to go out with a song, Jubilee. Know this, that you are free, that you, hallelujah, this is your year and your season of Jubilee. Glory to God.
Somebody holler out, this is my year. I can't hear you say, this is my year.
Of Jubilee, everything that was stolen is returned to me. Every chain removed, I'm free. Yes. This is my year of Jubilee. This is my year of Jubilee. This is my year of Jubilee.